So they billeted the army into the houses of the Jews. And whether the Jews wanted it or not. So in the rooms where the Goyim are stationed, they've Kalim which are going to stay put, because the Jews can't take them out and the Goyim are not going to take them. So Enam Oysim Olem, so the Goyim do not answer on the Jews, because the Jews have Tfisas Yad on the Mokum where the Goyim are. Vopsikot Vov, Bain Bechoskot. Hikram of Forsham. The Sifalim of Sibes are Astira back to back. The Hope of Sifalim of Vor, the Shlubber Roshos, and Oysir Klau. We said the case of the Goyim moves in. Doesn't answer. And now we're saying that they moved in over here because and they answer. So we first statement of the Mairi Shemisaksanim Alpidin of the Machusa. It's not just them the Goyim went in Shalabrishos, but the king said that they have a right to, said they can force their way in. Okay, so in that situation, they're considered like the liberishos. Commissioner Nogba, Anshe Chayolim Boyim Leir, that when the soldiers come to a city, Hapakidim Makabim Makamis Barachayo Babate Yoir, the people in charge of the army set the people up, they billet them in the different places. Ubazafilo Nisratza Babalabayas Nami Ois in the situation. So the God, they would answer the Hapakid Yesh Rishus Al Zemina Malchus Kenichus Rishus Dami. Since that's part of his power and authority that he has is to place the Goyim in there. So that's called Kenichus Rishus.
Presumably because everybody understands the concept of eminent domain.
It seems that he's going. Pashim Shmur is going within the Malchus Adina. Which means that, you know, whether you like it or not, they're in there, yeah.
So it's Rishus, meaning you're even though you don't like it, you're essentially, by living in that place, you're giving...
No, it has the same equivalent to halacha as if he went in Rishus, that he has a right to be here. Not because you agreed, you totally disagree, but it doesn't make a difference, he has a right to be here. Because it's his right to be here, see, he's oyser. If he's not following the laws and the way the government had set it up, he's putting people in wantonly, however he sees fit, against the rules. In that situation, it's a case of his nichlus labrishus, he doesn't ask. Okay. They're coming in upi the rishus of the melech. The meister they were doing like they're not really people which are staying there. They're just guests, and they're going to be. They're not going to ask. Okay.
What's shmono lov?
The house is still brishus of the owner. The kayach of the bialim is still on the house.
Even if he doesn't have metaltalim, it can't be moved on.
Can't just metaltalim. So it comes to a case there's also metaltalim. So I'm real locha. So the mishabura tends to be real locha. The real locha raises a question. We had before that if you're brishus to put kalim in the room. That's enough to give you say that you have rishus in that area. So why over here do you need kelim which are also letaltalim, which are going to specifically be stationed there? Over there is enough that you had rishus, that was enough to give you a status of a bialim over the area. So he quotes over here from Elia Rabba, and he brings the chayadim, says the same teretz. He says like this, the case over there was, it belonged to the Goy, and the Jew is getting the status of the worker of the Goy, the Socher and Lockit of the Goy. So you say, since the Jew has a right to use that area, he has just to put things there, he's considered like he has a right to be in the house, and therefore there's a Locher, you can be Socher from him, instead of the Goy, because he's considered the Socher of the Goy, because he's sharing with the Goy. So for that purpose, Rishus is enough. Over here, the issue is the opposite. You want to crowd the goy out and say the goy is like he's only like an arech and not like he's a baila. To crowd that therefore there's no need for anything, not even skiris rishus. So over there, the discussion was you need skiris rishus, just you can be sucker from him because he's the sucker of the goy. Over here, the point is you want to say that he's the goy is like an areyach and not considered like a bailim. For that, you should be kavua that should also letal that it should be kavua. Okay.
What other case was there?
When the case of a Jew ever just to put kalim inside of the we had before in some Shin Pei Beis.
Ibn kalim matarim letal.
It says if. If the Anyhudi rented out his house, to another Anyhudi, and he left the right to put something there. So halacha is you can rent from the one who left his kelim there. You have a right to rent from him because he has a tefisa over there. You don't need kelim which are going to stay put, but that's the discussion of. Do you have a right to be sercher from him? What we're discussing is he considered like an arayach, or not like an arayach. It's two different sugyas.
Here you just needed to be sercher.
Over here you want to accomplish more, so you have to be more kavur. Ches and a meister. In a case where there are kalim there, he doesn't ask. So havile hayakum etzlo raka rech lefisho. He's a guest. So the reyach doesn't answer. Aleim, avolim ein lo tefisas yad, oyster im shoyosim shoshim yoyim imen rogel b'chinam. So he said in the case where he's not rogel to come, so it depends on 30 days, and the owner doesn't have tefisas yad, so the goy is considered a kavua and is going to answer. That's all the time. Obviously, even you don't have the power to ask him to leave at any moment. If you do. Then he doesn't answer. Sharatzian points out in Sivkotin Hey, back on Mishabur Sivkotin Vov, that the army is putting in the din of the Mechusa. So therefore, now they ask, what about a case where you did a skirs rishus from the Pekir Ha'ir? So now you did a skirs rishus from the Pekir Ha'ir, that works all the goyim in the city. All of a sudden the army comes in, and the army, the authority of the army certain overrides the authority of the Pekir Ha'ir, and even the Pekir Ha'ir said, don't put this soldier here, the army has the power based on the government to do that. So now there's the skirs rishus that you did from the Pekir Ha'ir get lost because the army now is overriding it by placing themselves there. That's the question which he deals with in the Sharatzin and Hay. In Vav. In Sayir Shakonim and Rishus Yeshu Rishus Lahotzi Asar Min Abesoi those Enoisim Lekuliyam. But a case where the authority of the Pekir Ha'ir, the Sahar Ha'ir, is stronger than the authority of the government, or than the army. So you already rent the rishus from him. So then the skiris of the army, the placing of the army into the houses, not the skiris, the placing of the army into the houses is irrelevant because the person you rent the rishus from has a right to throw these guys out. So the case has to be the case where the army has authority higher than him. So even though you've already rented the rishus from the Sahar Ir, it's not going to help you. Unless you have kelim which are also in there, you have a tvisa in that mark.
Wow! Never would have thought that Zahava Mena that the pocket of the ear would be stronger than the army.
Guess depends on the relationship.
Yeah, maybe because we're thinking like Americans do. Where
civilian leadership?
No, I'm saying if the army takes it, I mean, first of all, they have guns.
Yeah, I don't know. It's friendly. It's a friendly. I'm talking about a friendly army. I'm talking about the enemy army.
Friendly, and until you tell me to go somewhere, come on, friendly, pretty quick.
Some Shin Pei Hei.
Three things. Kavua.
The armies were considered kavua in that case. Okay, Tzeduki, Hereki, Yisrael, Mavat, the Rishus. At Tzeduki. Even though he doesn't believe in Tarshavot Pet, So, but he has the status of a, the Shechonor says he has the status of a Yisrael. You do not need to do schiris rishus from him like a goy, but rather, bittul rishus is enough. However, he cannot be ma'arav with you because he doesn't believe in Erev. And Mishan Amarav Be'erev is not considered part of an Erev.
Does he really mean Tzedukim? I mean, Tzedukim were out of business before the Shechonor was written.
Well, it's a Gemara. But the Nafkina Mishabura says it's for the Karoyim.
Yeah.
Okay, so the nowadays for the Reform. Right?
Yeah.
So they're not mind the Be'eruv. So they can't be part of the Eruv. Mm-hmm. Right? But the mice, a bit of Rishos will work. You don't need serious Rishos. Well, Eruv, Enomoyal, Kimashu, Enomoyal Be'eruv, but they can't do part of the Eruv because they don't believe in Eruv. Okay. Mishabura is the cut now. Stuki. Hashem Sadako Baisus. That was the Kotsuki after the Baisa because of these two people, Sadako and Baisus. Vehim be curses. Veinam Mamina Baterashabapet. They believe in they don't believe in Tarashabapet, and therefore they consider Apikurs. Al Vikanli and Zeki Yisro, Shemuel Kishmavata Rishus. They consider like a Jew. So therefore, they're Mavata Rishos. Now, Fred the Mishnah Berurah Kasha, Gevald and Mavald. How could this be? We're going to get to Sif Gimel. We're going to discuss that person.
Hello, ma'am.
Before Hasya, Halacha is considered like a goy. And Tzduki is Mechal Shabbos before Hasya. I'll be Shavara, Mechal Shabbos before Hasya. Akupanim Bisid Rabbanon. Vizim Sif Gimel Da'af Bezeh Hareu Ka'akum. Ima being Mechal Bisirm Rabbanon, he is considered like Akum. So comes along. So how can you give the Saluki a din like? So how can you give a Saluki a din like a Jew? So the Saluki shining. Shemusa kach me avoysov uminag avoysov biyale. The Beis Yosef says the Teretz is, he's like an honest, he doesn't know better. This is the first generation Suki and a Hanami. This guy is the sixth generation Suki. He's was based in Bessus, he's an honest, so an honest is not considered like a Mechal Shabbos for his. Okay? Now, but that's compost.
I thought they were stricter then. I thought Suki was stricter, so they did nothing.
But they did everything based on what the pasuk was.
So the pasuk doesn't say anything about Shabbos. So what they do is just not burn a fire and everything else they did, because they didn't learn about Melech Samishkan.
Right, they didn't learn Samishkan. So they
did everything then.
They did many things. Whatever they call Melech, whatever they tied pasuk.
Yeah.
Because that's a called Melech. They understood Melech means something.
Yeah.
But they made up their own definition. Leader could come along and say, I think Melech means this. So you end up, he didn't consider Berer Malacha, so he's Mechal Shabbos on Berer. So he'd have some real Chilo Shabbos over there.
Uh-huh.
Now, but that's kind of post gives not like this. The after Suki Kishem Mechal Shabbos for Esther, didn't look at him like a goy. Now, if you're in Mechal Zeh, it's like a Karoyim Shabbos Manein, it's the gate to Karoyim. Shabbos Mechal Shabbos for Esther, Akapanim Hilly Rabbonon, and Yechel Mechal to Rishus, she's coming him. So they have it like a goy, and you need serious Rishus. Now, this concept that he's considered like a Musa Kach Meme Avoisa Minag Avoisa Biyada.
What's Kwal Kach Bes Yod?
Where? Kach Kosa Bes Yosef?
No, it's Kaf Kaf Bes Yod Kaf Kach Kosa Bes Yosef.
Yeah. So that idea is a Betzim is a Rambam. The Rambam says this idea that we consider that he says the first generation Sadukim or Karoyim in his time are considered people who are Mechalish are have a din like the doing B'mezid. The second generation is a Tidak Shanishba. They give a din like Tidak Shanishba. Like the same way Tidak Shanishba, the child was when he was before he knew anything was taken away amongst the Goyim. So whatever he's doing is considered a Shergei because he doesn't know better. So we're also thinking like a shirk that doesn't know better. There's a Ramban who argues on this Rambam. The Ramban says Behedya that no, that this is only true. You can only give him a din of tinnik shenishba as long as he has not met an authentic Jew. Once he's met an authentic Jew and he realizes it's another version of Judaism, So the Ramban says he's mechuyev to find out what it is. And he chooses not to. That's a decision.
How are you defining met?
So he grows up, in the good old days that the people used to say put in their own name, in their own cities. So he grows up in the Crimea. There's a city of Karoyan. Right. So he grows up in that city. It's all he knows is Karoyan. Never met a Yid in his life.
Yeah.
No. One day he decides to go out of the Crimea, and he goes for a cruise on the Adriatic Sea, and next thing he knows, he sees this guy with long payas and a big bibbit, and he says, "What are you?" He says, "I'm a Jew." He says, "I'm also a Jew." He says, "Really? Oh, yeah, I do. I do a little different than you." He says, "I couldn't care. I wasn't all like that. Not a Tzaddik Shenish Benim was up there about.
What?
Not a Tzaddik Shenish Benim. You could have found out. You chose not. That's not called Tzaddik Shenish. It's a Ramban. It's a Ramban in Perkei Zohar Nesher. And so the hashlochot of this halacha are very significant." So Rosh Yosef says he's basing himself on the Rambam. The Rambam's not discussing the halacha of Shabbos. The Rambam's in Hilchos Mamre. Right? But that's the choice. In Hilchos Shabbos, the guy with the halacha of how many kibbutz is mechuyev to bring. When one day Mashiach comes, by Tinuk Shanishma brings one korban. He's mechal Shabbos 4,000 times, 10,000 times, but it's all one hela. He doesn't know.
Right?
That's a Tinuk Shanishma.
Right.
Person who knew, he either forgot Shabbos, he forgot the Malachas, he brings many different kabbonis. So what's called a Tinuk Shanishma? Okay. But the Sharatzin himself in Sivkat and Beis says that he's basing himself on a Rambam, but the Rambam says, Behedya, not like that. He brings this sheet over here, which is the arguing, and says it's considered like a Chal Shabbos for Hesu, like an Akum. Chal Hetu Kshen Machal for Hesu. Kakos of Riaz, Maritvo. Vemish, Ramam Gufa Mavur, with the word of Behedya, Shadukum Yachal, and Lavalta Mashus, who Kshen Machal for Hesu. The Rambam himself also says like that. It's only Hetu if they're not Machal Shabbos for Hesu. Hello, the Beis Yosef, Kakos of Kulos, and the Ramam. Shavur b'behepuch. The Rambam himself says, "Behedya, not like this." Beis Yosef, Yosef is a pelt. Okay. Mustaber oyd lerman. The feeling name of Baal, but the lenishro is some ke'akum. Mishum the minute of a somebody yodim. They don't know better, so they're not like a goy. Fine. We come walking when you name a loshayachet. That doesn't help for over here. Why? The whole ikur hatam the gozum be'akum kreish lo yimud mimaisa. The whole purpose of this takana was we don't want you learning, sticking around with this guy, hang out with this guy, learning from him. Because, it's Tuki, he's like a Yid, so you can hang out with him and learn from him. No, that's nicht. You can't, but Tuki Shaykh is that, Kim Lakaponim, he's not a Kakum. My default on Mishum the Minigam is Sibiyara, but he's not a bad person. I'm not saying he's a bad person, but I don't want you learning from him. Right? We don't have in him. He's not a Minigam is Sibiyara. They just bring the Shulchan Aruch, the Mahalach. They don't mention anybody else's arguments. Ken Mashem Pasha the Shas, right? B'maskana the Afet Stuki in Mechalim Shabbos Vehesia and Yochel Levalta Rishus. It's pretty much a fair shake of Gemara that in Stuki's Mechal Shabbos Vehesia cannot be Levalta Rishus. Ken Mashem Le Rabba, Daitem Noetem Zed Kedasim Kmirim, Kasim Besefer Kerben Asanel. So the Maisa, the Shartin comes out of the Chumrah that you should deal with a Karoyim Bismanazeh, which Pashas applied to the Reform. You should deal with them with this halacha of that they're not considered like yourself, but the Rishus, you need to do Skir Rishus. Okay.
That's considered what?
It's not enough. Bittul Rishus, you need even scarce Rishus. Base. Enomel, Erev won't work. Kerselemer Avim, Nosin Chelik, but Erev, Enomel, even if he contributed to the Erev. Oh, Jewish cause, I'll give it. Kerselein, Achivat Rishus, let me ask the Bittul Rishus. Ladach Mikad, it's still good. Kegav, no Shein Amoyed, but Tershope. Who didn't even rock Enomel, but it's his Erev. Enomel, it's the Chelik, but Erev. The Tzuki has a general problem, doesn't believe in any of their abundance. But this issue really here is more, it's a very specific issue. A person doesn't believe in Erev because also doesn't can't have a portion in Erev. Okay, base. Kusi Erev, Kusharakum, Vein Loi Tekona, Elab Kibiskiris. But a kusi, so that's, he has a full din of a goy. Now, why is that? So really, so you look at the Beragurli, Mishmur doesn't say anything, but Beragurli sends you to a Gemara beginning of Chulin Daf Dalet. What's the Gemara in Chulin Daf Dalet? The Gemara in Chulin Daf Dalet is like this.
He found the Musyon.
Right. So the Gemara is like this. The Gemara's Machloik is on the status of a Kusim. Where the Geri Arayas or where the Geri Yemes. So if you hold the Geri Arayas, the Geri is never really a valid Geri.
What's never, over there?
Right.
I'm so, saying Gerai, the term is
Gerai Arroyos. They were Megara because they were scared of lions.
Oh, yeah.
But the Kusim, their history was that when Sennacherib came and was involved with all the Umos, he took center of the Seres HaShvatim, and he went and he brought these people from the country of Kush, and he stuck them in the
Kut.
Thank you. Right.
Kush is African.
Right. He put them in northern Eretz Israel.
Some people, I think, say that's Crete.
Really?
That's what I've heard.
Okay. So they were doing their Avodah Zorah. So Gresham sent lions to punish them. So they stopped doing their Avodah Zorah. So one of them says, Geri Emes, under the duress of the lions, they did a real Geris. One says, no, Geri Royas, they did Geris because they're scared of the lions. It was Zahu. Right? That's the two, so if you hold Geri Arroyas, they're going. If you hold Geri Emes, they're Geri Emes. The Morris says, even so, and all through by Shana, they continued there. And they were the Shomronim, the Samaritans. Terrible anti-Semites. But the Mice of the Kemitzes, eventually the Morris says that the Morris says that they found that the Musyona, Bar Grizim, they found that there was an Avodah Zorah that they were serving over there. And the Chum gave him a status like Goyim Lagabi Hololochas. We passed him because they didn't like, I think most of them, Geri Emes Hain. But they got a din of like Goyim because of this Mice of Avodah Zorah. Chazal gave them a din of Goyim Lagabi everything.
Because I think at that time it was already established that it wasn't real. That the Geris wasn't real because they saw Avodah Zorah this at that point. Isn't that what I mean? That's how I understood. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean,
no,
so at that point it was determined because they couldn't decide because they didn't know what was doing up there in High Grizim. But somehow they got up there and they took a look, and then once they saw that by desire, they said, okay.
So there was a Tukana, whatever they did, there's a Mises, it's a gap of 500 years.
But they didn't know till then.
It was a 500 year gap. Whatever they did, they did the Chazal Paz and Geri Emes, till but now at that point, when they found the Mustyana, but at that point, onwards, they gave it the only good
goal. Oh, so you mean. They could be they didn't serve that of Idazar beforehand.
Yeah, we don't know.
Oh, okay. What do you have to do with the status of the non-observant Jews, or less observant Jews today?
What?
Are we going to deal with their status is?
So
they're not also not motivated necessarily the Arab.
So the Arab, they can't be mistaken for the Arab because they're not motivated. You know, with regards to whether you need skiras or you need bittul, so giving them a din like. Giving them a din of skiris really is a mila, because we're seichem shus in the city and get to the mice. Giving a din like a goy makes life easier for us, right? Giving a din like a yisrael means you need bittul. You need bittul from every one of them. There's no communal bittul. So you know you go around your neighbor, knock on all the non from Jews' houses, and say, "Excuse me, would you mind being about that you were just in the street for me to allow?" Okay, I was like, "Whoa, you know, it's not gonna fly so easily, you know." He says, "Call the police on you, you know."
Not so much that is that they understand, you know, they're smart and they understand that it means an Arab means an influx of Orthodox Jews.
That's true too.
They don't know about that portion of it. They know about the strings. That's really what they know, because they don't see the other stuff. Because that's someone has an error, you know. It's in the shul; they don't know that.
No, but they
see this as soon as they see the strings. That tip, they think that's all it needs is strings. I don't believe that they know anything more. Maybe I'm
wrong. They know the schirus part. They don't know the part. Right, but
I don't think they know the schirus. So
but
the
if you tell him, we're not going to do anything until you agree.
Oh, then forget it. then even if he wasn't against it's over.
Yeah. Like he says, because once. It works. He knows he's going to have all these Jews moving and says, I'm not masking. So, over somewhere else.
Real estate prices will go up.
Okay. So giving them a din like a goy now is a betzim as a milo.
We have a suffix as to someone who's a din of a goy or a yid. Do we have to be machmer for both?
The shell is by the Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon. So on the Rabbanon, are we going to be masked to be made for it or not? Okay, Yisrael Mumr Lavodas Ilinin. Alachal Shabbos is Bifur Hesya. A Jew, which is a Mumr to Vadazora, or he's Mechal Shabbos Bifur Hesya. Filo Ena Mechal Labisa Durban, even though it's only the Yisrael Durban. Hareo Kaakam, we give him a status like a goy, and you need Schiris. Vimena Mechal Ela Betsina. Filo Mechal Labisa Duraisa. Hareo Ki Yisrael Mavata Rishus. If he doesn't, he has compunctions. He's embarrassed. So he still has some pretense of being, that means he cares enough about that Yiddishkeit by Shabbos that he wants to keep it to some extent. So he has a Dinlag Yisrael. Murmur Lavad is a good loom, that the Mishabur is a cut and gimel. I feel a bit seen, even though he does it with his Arbit Sin. So that's it. He's out of the Yiddishkeit. But the Chal Shabbos prefer Hesil. The Amun Zeh is Kamer Kamoy Avid Akum. Being Michal Shabbos is like doing about a Zohar Shanasa B'zeh Mumun L'chol Torah. He said a Mumun L'chol Torah Kula. Okay. V'davka B'sharogo B'av and Zeh, it's only if he's doing this regularly. V'chil Shabbos B'chad Zimna B'fer Hesh. He did it one time L'mikri Mumur. So the first sheet he's going to mention over here is Zimagan Aram. He's not considered a Mumur with one time. Now V'yeshar Mumur D'fil B'chad Zimna Mikri Mumur. Some say that that's not true. One time is enough. Tells you that it's a Rashi and it's a Shach in Yeridea. One time is considered a Mumr. So the Shach is in Yeridea Simon base, and they get to Gabi Shchita. That a person who's a Mechal Shabbos can't be a Shach.
A Mumr L'Teyavah?
It's L'Teyavah. We'll get to L'Hakas in a second.
I was going to say, it would have to be, because, I mean, who would only do it once? I mean, if somebody does it,
L'Hakas. Okay, I don't know.
No, I didn't mean the one time. I meant in general, if he's being Mechal Shabbos week after week, do we count it as a Mumr L'Teyavah or Mumr L'Hakas?
Right, that's, we'll see. But for Hesi Mikri Kashachil with Nehav Sarim Yisrael, either he did it in front of 10 people, 10 Jews, or Shayyad Lashis Parsim B'Nehem, or he did it in such a way that it was obvious it's going to become publicized. He doesn't care. Okay? Da the Cholzeh Kashoy who over Litei Oven. This is all talking about Litei Oven. Abu Lahakis, a person who does it Lahakis, a Philip Bashar of Averis. The person says, I don't want to be Jewish. I'm going against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, even for one mitzvah. He says, the Baruch Hu says, I don't care what you're doing. This part of the Yishka, I don't accept it. I'm going to dafka show that I don't accept it. So he's basically said a mummer against the Torah, because he's not accepting the yoke of Kodesh Baruch Hu. But the other said, I accept the Baruch Hu's yoke. I have Yetzers, I have Taibas, so, you know, what's the amount of level?
Is there anything in between the two? I know we always categorize them in Mumr L'Teyavah and Mumr L'Hakas. But, like, for example, a guy is, and he's not in Stupi, he holds from what the Rabbanan say, but let's say, he says, L'fnei Yivid Lo Sitem Mechshol, that means that when you see a blind man, don't put a stumbling block. I don't think it merely means that you should, to convince someone to do an avera. That's not my understanding. My understanding, it means that don't put a stumbling block for a poor. So he's not really lahachis, and he's not l'teyoven either, because it's just the principle of the thing. Well, how would you categorize?
So that's a group called Megala Panim Atarshal Akalocha. It's a different group of persons. So they're not the question of lamais, not lamais. It's just how to understand the pshat and the posse.
Yeah.
He's megalopanim b'tarshal kalocha.
What does that mean, megalopanim?
He says an explanation. A pen, ponim is like a facet.
Yeah.
He has a pen. He has a way of looking at it.
Yeah.
Which is shalei kalocha. Uh-huh. It's okay. Not how, because I'll understand it.
So he's not a mumar at all then.
Right. He's not called a mumar. He's called a megalopanim.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Ain lochet kolam habo.
But other than that, he's okay.
I'm not. Right.
unless you could say he's a
pen. So, unless you can say, right. So, we give this fellow a dinner.
I'm sure that happens all the time. You have people like
pen?
That. I don't think that the Torah really meant this. So I don't think the Torah really meant that. You know?
Well, yeah. It's hard. It's very hard to get used to the concept of darshaning and things like that.
Yeah. It's very right. Hard. I know. That's what I'm asking. I said, it's, I'm sure it's very common.
A lot of Orthodox Jews have problems with it, too.
I know. Believe me, I know. Right. You hear it all the time. You know, how, it doesn't really mean that.
Listen, we didn't say this is an easy religion. You know?
No, no one ever said
that. What's a pen?
A pen is a facet.
Peinun?
Peinun.
Was a circle under the pen?
Yeah. Sarel ke akum.
It's not panim, a face?
Panim is plural of it.
But it doesn't mean panim as in faces, in other words.
Right, so pen is one face.
We
always still talk about a face as a panim. There's such a word as the word pen.
It actually is a singular to it.
It's a singular to it, yeah. So you talk about a facet on a diamond, it's called
one
facet. Right.
Oh, really? It's a pen?
A pen. See, it's very rarely used. The Ramchal uses it. Ramchal uses it in his Lashonos. Talks about, you know, there's a medrash that talks about that every malach has two panim. One pen is facing Lamala, and one pen is facing Lamala. Uh-huh. It means the Malach is Mashpia downwards, he's also getting his source from above. So he looks above and he looks below.
Right.
It calls it the Lush of the one pen. It's pen, Echel Lamala, pen Echel Lamat. So what is a pen?
Yeah.
You know, you grow up, you've been in Yeshiva for 20 years, what is a pen?
No, it's like pen Yifta Lavava, just in case.
Now, we're discussing over here. This is Mishnah Berurah. This is a very halacha specific issue. The gabi the halachas of Eruv. What about the other halachas? So we're saying even though it was under abundance, even though it's abundance, it's considered like a koi. So this is a separate issue. And I want to know, will Chilul Shabbos on a Darabonon give a person like din like a goy, gabi shkita? There was a gabi eruv, which is a Shabbos dikas sugya. We said, listen, chilul Shabbos Rabbanon is enough to get you out of the din eruv, right? We know the gabi shkita, touching wine, etc. What is his status gabi those things? Then it gets much more complicated. So that's the machlokes over there in Yeridei Simon Beis, which is a chilul shkita. So the Pesach Chuba brings over there a shita, quotes it over here. That the Beis Hillel says even by Issa Darbonon it's Nasa Mum L'Chol Tar Kula, and Brichadah says not like that.
So what?
So it's Machlokes.
Nasa what?
Mum L'Chol Tar Kula. Okay. Now Ella Betzina, if he's only Mechal Betzina, he's not considered. He's like Yisro. If he's Mashal Asher, if they have a bottle. So the person say he won't do it publicly. He won't do it in front of an Adam Kotel. In front of the Rav, he's embarrassed. Rav Moshe Feinstein walks in, he's embarrassed. 10 people in the street couldn't care less. So he's a Mechal Shabbos for Hesia. No. Since there's some layer where he doesn't want to do it. Shabbos means that much to him. That he doesn't want the rabbi to think he's Mechal Shabbos. Mm-hmm. So he means he understands that there's an importance to it, so then already he's considered like he's Mechal Shabbos Betzina, not Mechal Shabbos for Hesia, and he's considered.
Even
like
if there's only one person on the face of this earth that he'd be embarrassed by.
Right. Interesting. But if there is somebody out there, he's embarrassed. Mm-hmm. He's keep Shabbos.
It's interesting. I mean, the thing,